Chapter 78. The secretary kept silence for a little while, then merely said, "You are wholly mistaken, Miss Wilfer, wonderfully mistaken. I cannot say, however, that it is your fault. If I deserve better things of you, you do not know it." Apostrophe, at least, sir, apostrophe, retorted Bella, with her old indignation rising, "you know the history of my being here at all. I have heard Mr. Boffin say that you are master of every line and word of that will, as you are master of all his affairs. And was it not enough that I should have been willed away, like a horse, or a dog, or a bird? But must you two begin to dispose of me in your mind, and speculate in me, as soon as I had ceased to be the talk, and the laugh of the town? Am I forever to be made the property of strangers?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, believe me, apostrophe, returned the secretary, "you are wonderfully mistaken." Apostrophe, "I should be glad to know it," apostrophe, answered Bella. "I doubt if you ever will. Good night. Of course I shall be careful to conceal any traces of this interview from Mr. and Mrs. Boffin, as long as I remain here. Trust me, what you have complained of is at an end forever." Apostrophe, "I am glad I have spoken, then, Mr. Oaksmith. It has been painful and difficult, but it is done. If I have hurt you, I hope you will forgive me. I am inexperienced and impetuous, and I have been a little spoiled, but I really am not so bad as I dare say I appear, or as you think me." Apostrophe, he quitted the room, when Bella had said this, relenting in her willful inconsistent way. Left alone, she threw herself back on her ottoman, and said, "I didn't know the lovely woman was such a dragon." Apostrophe, apostrophe, then, she got up and looked in the glass, and said to her image, "You have been positively swelling your features, you little fool." Apostrophe, apostrophe, then, she took an impatient walk to the other end of the room and back, and said, "I wish Pa was here to have a talk about an avaricious marriage. But he is better away, poor dear, for I know I should pull his hair, if he was here." Apostrophe, and then she threw her work away, and threw her book after it, and sat down, and hummed a tune, and hummed it out of tune, and quarreled with it. And John Rokesmith, what did he? He went down to his room, and buried John Harmon many additional fathoms deep. He took his hat, and walked out, and, as he went to Holloway or anywhere else, not at all minding where heaped mounds upon mounds of earth over John Harmon's grave. His walking did not bring him home until the dawn of day. And so busy had he been all night, piling and piling weights upon weights of earth above John Harmon's grave, that by that time John Harmon lay buried under a whole alpine range. And still the sexton Rokesmith accumulated mountains over him, lightening his labor with the dirge, cover him, crush him, keep him down. Apostrophe, apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.